I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 7th. No verdict in the murder trial of a Weymouth police sergeant, an innocent bystander. The jury deliberated all day yesterday, but left with no decision. Family and friends of the victims indicated they're frustrated with the wait. A jury in the Emmanuel Lopes murder trial continues to deliberate. It is the fifth day of deliberations, but only the second day with the new jury created after one of the original jurors couldn't stay on. The judge also made it clear, even though the jurors indicated that they're at an impasse, she wants them to keep working because the case is so complex. Lopes is accused of murdering Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna and 77-year-old Vera Adams. The defense contends Lopes suffers from a long history of mental health issues and is not criminally responsible. The jury asked on Wednesday for guidance because they were at an impasse. Yesterday, a single juror had a question that the judge would not disclose, but provided a response. The trial started nearly a month ago on June 8th. A driver was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries early yesterday after the car they were driving crashed into the side of a house in Hanover. About 3 a.m., a Chevy Camaro crashed into a home on the 400 block of Circuit Streets in Hanover. The residents in the house were not injured. Pictures of the crash showed the car smashed right through a wall of the home and landed in the middle of a room, leaving a large hole in the side of the house. Police, the town building inspector, and National Grid responded. It is unclear if the house is structurally sound. Later that day, National Grid and Hanover firefighters were called to another crash there when a box truck pulled down some power lines on Main Street. Main Street was shut down from Webster to Walnut Streets. It's unclear if either driver is facing charges or what caused either crash. Authorities are investigating a shooting in Brockton yesterday afternoon that sent two men to the hospital. Officers responding to the area of 124 Battles Street at about 5 p.m. found two adult male victims suffering from gunshot wounds. Both were treated at the scene and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. For 11 years, Boston's 4th of July celebration on the Esplanade is a highlight for Massachusetts National Guardsman Sergeant First Class Adam Ayer. But it's what happened after the fireworks that Ayer will never forget. It all started in Weymouth when he stopped at a convenience store for a soft drink. That's when Ayer saw a house on fire on School Street, and his National Guard training to help others kicked in. He immediately called 911, but moments before the firefighters arrived on the scene, Ayer could hear somebody inside. He ran into the smoke-filled house and spotted a man trying to escape. All of the residents and three dogs survived the fire. Some of the family's cats did not make it out. Former Quincy First Lady Louise Larea will be honored before tonight's live musical performance at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy. Mrs. Larea will be honored at 6 p.m. before the Racky Thomas Band takes the stage. Larea and her late husband, former Quincy Mayor Joe Larea, spearheaded the construction of the amphitheater almost 40 years ago and were staunch supporters of the arts in Quincy. The Lareas ran the Summerfest concert series at the amphitheater for over 20 years. The newly formed Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater are hosting free performances on Friday nights through the end of August called Friends Fridays. Quincy will host a watch party for the New England Free Jacks rugby team tomorrow in Kilroy Square, right in Quincy Center. The Free Jacks will be playing for their first ever championship against the San Diego Legion in Chicago. Quincy will host the watch party on a massive LED wall screen, and free parking will be provided in the nearby Kilroy parking garage. Party begins at 2:30 and the game starts at 3. No coolers or outside alcohol will be allowed. A woman was arrested when she allegedly tried to bring a loaded gun through a security checkpoint at Logan Airport on Wednesday afternoon. The TSA said the weapon was discovered in a woman's carry-on bag during security screening in Terminal C. State police were called and arrested the 54-year-old Massachusetts woman. She's charged with the illegal possession of a firearm. This was the 11th gun detected at Logan Airport so far this year. Patriots cornerback Jack Jones pleaded not guilty last month after he allegedly attempted to travel through security with two guns. Massachusetts transportation officials urging motorists to ditch the drive in order to avoid traffic created by the 8-week closure of Boston's Sumner Tunnel. Yesterday, the second day of the tunnel shutdown, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, Transportation Secretary Gina Fiandaca, and other officials rode the Blue Line to raise awareness about that alternative to commuting by car. Rides on the Blue Line are free during the tunnel shutdown, while congestion on roadways is forecast to be relatively light through the rest of this holiday week. Traffic was bumper to bumper in the Ted Williams Tunnel as people look for alternatives on Wednesday. Even higher traffic volume is expected next week when normal workday commutes into Boston resume. In addition to free rides on the Blue Line, the T is also offering discounted parking at parking lots along the line. Ferry rides are also being discounted as another alternative. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said the city's also moved extra resources like firefighters and EMS personnel to East Boston so they can respond quicker. MassDOT said the true test will really be next week when drivers return from vacation. Sumner Tunnel normally carries vehicles on Route 1A south from Logan Airport and East Boston to the North End and downtown. It was originally constructed in 1934. State officials say it needs a complete overhaul. Ventilation, drainage, security, and fire suppression systems will all be brought up to modern during the closure. After 2 days of work, MassDOT said crews continue to work to demolish and remove the tunnel's existing drop-hung ceilings and conduits to facilitate the installation of the new ceiling infrastructure. So far, crews have removed 960 of the 3,800 dropping ceiling units. That's about 25%. A check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow was down 366 points. The NASDAQ sank 112. The S&P dropped 35. Asian shares also slipped. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil at $72 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rangers 10-6. They will host Oakland beginning tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. Today, hazy, hot, and humid. High 90 degrees. For tonight, muggy, a low of 69. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms and a high of 87. Scattered showers Sunday, high of 83. And thunderstorms Monday, high 79. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind out of the south-southeast at 10 to 15 knots and a high tide at 3:31 p.m. Sunrise, 5:14, sets at 8:22. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 7th.